going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's the backdrop. Shedeur Sanders still out there. And what Ian Rappaport said, that there was a lively debate about it on Wednesday that led, we think, to the owner pushing for his agenda, which has always been to get the defensive lineman. And look, this sounds silly. Maybe you guys both disagree with this. Donnie's here, Chris, obviously. You out there at 412-928-9370. I do think in his heart of hearts, not just because it's supposed to be a loaded quarterback draft in 2026, I really think Art wants that announcement to be here next year.
Good for business.
Yeah.
If you pick the right guy, you can say like, drafted so, in Pittsburgh to lead Pittsburgh to new glory
so
and titles.
I'm not going to like besmirch him so badly where I think that's the like only motivating factor. But if he's sitting in a room and you've got Mike making an argument for Shedeur, and you've got Omar / Andy talking about like his scouting report on him from what the scouts brought back from what he saw on tape where he ranked him. Omar talking about what I think would be like the valuation around the league. This is what I think he's worth. This is where I think he'll go in the draft. Like I think Omar would handle it like he did the Broderick Jones thing that you brought up earlier. Like, we can't take him at 21 because no one else thinks he's the 21st best player in the draft. I'm not saying, Mike, that you're wrong about Shedeur, but we just can't take him there. We have to wait. And I think that Art would just listen to that and be like, well, if we can't have a consensus on a quarterback, which is the most important position, let's just punt on drafting one in the first round this year and do it when it's here and there's better players and
we can at least agree on one of them.
Yeah. I think that's how, like, if I were a business owner, I could see myself in that situation, if that's how the conversation was going, reaching that conclusion. But as you've pointed out already today, the conversation is a lot different if Sanders slides again tonight. And there is a feeling out there from the people that are covering this draft that it will happen. Jonathan Jones, who's now the NFL insider for CBS, all but guaranteed an hour ago that Sanders won't go in the first 10 picks of the second round.
Pony, here's another little data point on that one. Daryl Ryder covers the Browns for our sister station, of course, in Cleveland, 92.3.
Yes, weird guy who won't come on the air with us because we made him look bad with Browns fans once upon a time.
Whatever. He said, I will be stunned if the Browns took Shedeur Sanders at 33 or 36 or any quarterback in those spots tonight. So Browns have two picks to start the round in the first, what, five spots. He doesn't think it's happening with them. And then you start to roll down the list who's
and,
really going to take him.
Right, and so the Saints apparently, we know they like Jackson Dart more. Jackson Dart's gone, but it didn't sound like they were big Shedeur Sanders fans.
Did he ever even go there for like a visit? I don't
know.
Seeing that he did.
I don't think so.
I don't believe he did.
Maybe the Raiders, maybe. Because Brady, Mark Davis mentorship. And Brady, and he wouldn't have to play right away. And like Pete Carroll, I could see being like, sure, I can manage the personality and the entourage and Dion and all those things. I coached at USC. We had huge personalities on the Seahawks when we won Super Bowls. Fine, I'll sign up for
also,
that.
Also, if Pete Carroll wants to coach maybe 3 more years, then Dion just drives right from Boulder to Vegas.
But maybe, but you haven't heard like a ton of buzz on that.
No, you've
not. Schefter said that he thinks Tyler Shuck is going to get drafted before Sanders. I think there's a chance, a good one, that Jalen Milroe gets drafted before Sanders now. So you start to push him down the board, and Schefter even went as far as to say that he thinks the Steelers might be the only team
like on
that
two.
It makes sense that, yes, that like that's the only logical draft partner for Sanders right now is the Steelers, not trading up, not like dealing George Pickens to get a pick to take Shedeur Sanders, not even moving up in the third round like they did the year they took Mason Rudolph there and said they supposedly had a first round grade. No, just standing pat and taking Sanders with that pick.
Implying that, yeah, if they were to have him there at 83 and decide they liked a different player, that he'd be a day three selection.
And look, you said it. You have crucified Sanders as a first round pick. You would love them taking him in the third round.
Very simple concept. Opportunity cost. To draft him is only going to cost you the 83rd pick. Then you take that flyer on the guy.
And you would give it what grade?
I'd give that an A. You get a guy that probably is valued, I would say, his position at least a little higher than you picked him. Yes. I think that's pretty simple. You're taking him 62 spots later after essentially the entire NFL has had a chance to go twice over. And then you're still getting the player?
So here's the consensus from all the draft Knicks.
I think he's the second best quarterback in the draft, to be very clear.
And two have already gone.
And so if you got what I would, if I saw my team get the second best quarterback in the draft in the third round, that to me is a good deal.
So Ryan Wilson, who we have on once a week, Carnegie Mellon Educated, CBSSports.com, our draft insider, has Sanders 28th on his board. And had him rated ahead of Jackson Dart, so second best quarterback. We know Mel Kiper's ridiculous obsession with Sanders. He had him fifth overall and the number one quarterback. All right, Daniel Jeremiah hasn't gone senile yet and lost his mind. Let's see where he has him. He had Sanders at, I thought, 18. Let me double check that.
18 or 20, maybe?
These pages are sticking together on me. Yes, 20. He had Sanders at 20.
Why are those pages sticking together?
I don't know. And Dane Brugler, yeah, that's kind of a disgusting thought. And Dane Brugler had him 34. So, I mean, if you get a guy that among this consensus media rankings, a guy 34 at 83, and it's a quarterback, that's the opposite of like quarterbacks getting overvalued.
It's going wildly in the other direction. All the things that would have made me incredibly leery and
I'd love
out
it too. I'm going to go on record as saying that.
All those things, he's not a good enough athlete, he's not this, he's not that. At 83, I'm like, man, those are perfectly fine warts for the 83rd pick to have. You can work with the guy. You'd hear my tune on Monday be totally different than it was on Wednesday. I'd be like, wow, you got Harmon, who you needed in the first round, and you got Sanders at 83. Great job by all involved.
Don, how about you?
It's easy. It's an easy decision if he's actually sitting there at 83.
But do you agree with, like, let's just say in some weird world, it's like, I think Field Yates brought this up after the draft last night, like fewer and fewer quarterbacks are going in the second and third round. They're either getting drafted in the first round or they're getting pushed all the way to the last day of the draft. If in some bizarro world, the Steelers pick at 83 and no other quarterback has come off the board since Dart, so all the quarterbacks that are in this draft that are left over are available to them. Donnie, you would want them to take Sanders over Milroe, over Howard, over Shuck. You'd want Sanders from that crop of players.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. You too, Malzi? Because I remember you saying Milroe, you liked Milroe more.
I think Milroe's a more fun lottery ticket to play right there.
He is, but
I don't think the Steelers can make Jalen Milroe into a good quarterback.
That's the other thing.
I'm not sure anybody can, but he has other uses to a team. You draft Jalen Milroe at 83. Yes, I have very big long-term concerns, but guess what you automatically have with him? He can play from day one in some capacity as a direct snap it to Jalen Milroe and, buddy, get out of the way. Like, and just start running.
Yeah, I mean, he at least
they know
has,
it's coming,
like,
and they can't stop
he
it.
He has one truly elite trait that, like, if a team, I don't know, like the Rams took a flyer with Sean McVay.
Yeah, that's different. We're not the Rams, but I agree with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I would be more comfortable if somehow Sanders does make it all the way there. I think it's an easy turn-in of the card. By the way, I did just want to point out, because you brought up what Field Yates said, go back to that 22 QB class, which we know was not a special one. It did.
That's being charitable.
Yeah. After Pickett in the first round, there were three guys in the third round that went. Ritter, Willis, and Corral all went three.
But none in the second, right?
Yeah. None in the second.
So they all got to the third, though.
Yeah, then it was one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and then three more guys in round six, which, funny enough, the Steelers have had two of those guys on their roster.
So if you believe, so to recap here, you believe Daryl Ryder, Browns aren't going to do it with the 33rd or 36th picks. The Giants obviously are now not in the quarterback sweepstakes. Where are the Saints picking, 40th or something?
They have two-thirds, too.
Okay.
Ahead of the Steelers.
Saints, but Saints showed no interest in him by our metric of, like, did he visit
maybe
with
there's
them?
A mystery team.
Well, so people have brought, Schefter brought that up, like Seahawks. He said Cardinals. There was a third team that was very random that he brought up in that classification. It feels like the Steelers, though.
How about Cowboys?
That was the third team. Thank you. That was the third team because of obvious reasons.
What a Jerry move that would be. I just gave Dak all this money. I picked Brian Schottenheimer over his dad to be the head coach.
I think it's really interesting to consider a guy who was getting talked about as, is somebody going to take him at three, or the Giants going to surprise us all? The Steelers might be like the main sort of barrier against him sliding all the way out of the first two
look,
days.
Look, I don't think it, gun to my head, I don't think it will happen, but I don't think it's impossible that Sanders is there at 83.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and, like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.